You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Indecision. It can feel like the most uncomfortable place to be stuck in, right? You know that feeling of when you're weighing up all of your options. You're writing your pros and cons lists. You're asking the people close to you, hey, what do you think I should do? And those people will try to be helpful because they love you and they want you to make the right decision. So they will often tell you what they think you want to hear. Or some people might tell you what they would do if they were in the same situation, which of course might be completely different to your unique situation. So what do? We poll the people, we survey, we ponder, we deliberate, and then most likely we stop. I see this all the time with my clients. They will do all of the hard work and then stop. They freeze at that point where they need to actually act on their decision and make a choice. We all know people who live their entire life like this. Those people who talk about all the things that they want to do, but then they never take that first step towards it. It's easy to recognize in other people, but not so easy to recognize in ourselves. Here's the way I like to approach this. With my clients and with myself when I can't decide, because I am also human and not immune to this. Firstly, give yourself some grace. Here's the thing, making decisions is a skill that we have to practice. It's like going to the gym and training our muscles. We have to train that decision-making muscle. So what I like to do is to make a decision to not make a decision on that particular thing for a set period of time. Now, stay with me here. The thing is, we are already overwhelmed and confused, so we don't need to add more to this. What we need to do is actually find some relief and find some spaciousness. Because it's from this more expanded place that we will be able to make more informed decisions and to make them with more confidence and more surety. You might decide that you're not going to make a decision on this particular topic for the next 48 hours. That's it. For the next 48 hours, that particular topic is off the table. Making a decision to not make a decision is, in fact, making a decision, right? We get to practice making a decision and sticking to it, even if the decision we're making is to not make a decision on that specific topic. The relief and the spaciousness that this opens up lets us find our center again. Albert Einstein famously said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we use to create them." That's what this intentional period of non-deciding offers us. It simply creates an opportunity to reset and then to go again from that more expanded place. What I know to be true is that we make more decisions when we don't feel the pressure to respond immediately. We are wiser when we create a framework around how to make decisions. So that thing that's on your mind that you've been looping on, make a decision today to not decide on it for a specific period of time. That might be a day, it might be a few days, it might be a week. Decide how long you are going to set this particular decision making to the side, and then set the intention that you'll know better what your next right step is as you emerge from this period of non-deciding. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.